Earned Income Tax Credit. Apply by September 15. Households with only earned income in the first half of 2026 can apply for the Earned Income Tax Credit through the semi-annual application process by September 15 after verifying their eligibility. This guide explains how to apply directly through Home Tax, the scheduled payment date of December 17, and the June 2027 reconciliation process. Confirm that you and your spouse have only earned income in 2026. Check your household type and the 2025 income and asset requirements. Prepare your individual verification number or Home Tax login credentials and payment account details. Apply through Home Tax, a QR code, or ARS by September 15, 2026. After applying, check the review status and payment results through Home Tax. If you had only earned income in the first half of 2026 and meet the household, income, and property requirements, you can apply for the semi-annual payment by September 15. Even if you did not receive a notice, you can apply directly through Home Tax. The assessed amount is scheduled to be paid on December 17. As of September 11, 2026 eligibility and deadline, you may consider a semi-annual application if both you and your spouse have only earned income. You must also meet all household, income, and property requirements. If either of you has business income or religious worker income, you must file a regular application. Item to check criteria for the first half of 2026 application period, September 1, September 15, 2026 income type. The applicant and spouse must have only earned income scheduled payment date December 17, 2026. After assessment, subsequent procedure reconciliation in June 2027 based on annual income. The National Tax Service's guidance on application periods and methods categorizes income types as follows. Those with only earned income may choose between a semi-annual application and a regular application, while those with business or religious worker income must file a regular application. Applying for the first half payment is deemed to include an application for the second half payment. Therefore, you do not need to apply again during the next second half application period. The final payment amount will be reconciled after annual income is confirmed. Summary by circumstance to determine whether to apply semi-annually. First, check the type of income. Whether you received a notice does not in itself determine your eligibility. Check both your and your spouse's income in the table below. Current circumstance application method. Both you and your spouse have only earned income, may choose a semi-annual or regular application. You or your spouse has business income regular application. Required. You or your spouse has religious worker income regular application. Required. You did not receive. An application notice may apply directly through Home Tax after checking the requirements you have already applied for the first half payment. No separate application for the second half payment. A semi-annual application does not mean that payment has been finalized. The National Tax Service assesses tax return information and household and property data. Payment may not be made if you do not meet the requirements. Reference dates for household, income, and property determinations eligibility cannot be determined by checking only 2026 income. Household composition and property are assessed using their respective designated reference dates. Both the previous year's total income and the applicable year's earned income are also considered. Requirement reference date or period application. Household composition, December 31, 2025. Classification as a single person, single income, or dual income household. Previous year's total income, full year of 2025. Verification of combined total income of the couple. Applicable year's earned income. Annualized 2026 amount. Verification of combined earned income of the couple. Property, June 1, 2025. Verification of total property held by household members. The total income threshold varies by household type. The couple's combined total income for 2025 and annualized earned income for 2026 must be below the threshold. Household type. Total income threshold. Single person household, less than KRW 22 million. Single income household, less than KRW 32 million dual income household, less than KRW 44 million total property, must be less than KRW 240 million as of June 1, 2025. Liabilities are not deducted from total property. If property is at least KRW 170 million, the calculated amount is reduced by 50%. Items to prepare before applying if you received a notice. First, check your individual authentication number. If you did not receive a notice, you will need a way to log into HomeTax. It is also advisable to verify the account in your name where you will receive the payment. Resident registration number, individual authentication number shown on the notice, HomeTax login or identity verification method name of the financial institution and account number in your name, types of income earned by you and your spouse, information about property held by household members, such as homes, land, and deposits. If the registered account information is inaccurate, the payment process may be delayed. Enter a phone number you currently use as your contact information. Keep a separate record of the application completion screen or receipt number. How to apply through HomeTax even without a notice? You can use HomeTax's direct entry application. You must first check the income and property requirements yourself. Follow these steps to apply. Log into HomeTax. Select the incentives, year-end tax settlement, and donations menu. Go to semi-annual earned income tax credit application. If you received a notice, enter your individual authentication number. If you did not receive a notice, select direct entry application. Verify your household members and income and property information. Enter your contact information and payment account. Review the application and submit it. Check the submission result and confirm that the application is complete. Not receiving a notice does not by itself mean that you are ineligible. However, a direct application is subject to the same assessment. If the information you entered differs from the National Tax Service's data, you may receive a request for correction. Comparison of application channels, you can choose whichever official channel is most convenient. The statutory requirements and assessment method are the same regardless of the channel used. The easiest method may vary depending on whether you received a notice. Application channel, how to use it, suitable circumstance, mobile notice, open the notice, and select the application button. If you received a smartphone notice, QR code in mailed notice. Scan the QR code with your smartphone camera. If you received a paper notice, ARS call 1544-9944 and follow the voice. Guidance: if applying by phone is more convenient, HomeTax log in and use the semi-annual application menu. If you want to review the details yourself, HomeTax direct entry log in and enter the application information yourself. If you did not receive a notice, the individual authentication number is used. For simplified applications by notice recipients, do not disclose the number to anyone else. You should also avoid unofficial links in text messages impersonating the National Tax Service. Why the first half payment is 35%, the December payment is 35% of the estimated annual calculated amount. This does not mean that 35% of your first half wages will be paid. The system is designed to reduce overpayments before annual income has been finalized. The National Tax Service annualizes earned income from the first half of the year. It then calculates the estimated annual credit based on that amount. The first half payment is based on 35% of this estimated amount. In June 2027, the amount will be recalculated using total income for 2026. If the final calculated amount is higher, the difference will be paid additionally. If the amount already received is higher, it may be recovered or offset. Calculation example: if the estimated annual calculated amount is set at 100%, the December payment is based on 35%. If the final calculated amount matches the estimate, the remaining 65% is subject to reconciliation. The actual amount varies depending on the household, income, and property assessment. Stage calculation structure: estimated annual calculated amount 100% first half payment in December 2026, 35% of the estimated calculated amount June 2027, reconciliation basis final calculated amount, minus the amount already paid if the estimated and final amounts are the same remaining 65%. Reconciled, this example shows only the percentage structure. Do not multiply your first half wages by 35%. Check your estimated payment on the home tax application screen. Checking progress after applying submission alone does not determine whether payment will be made. You can check the assessment status and result through home tax. If you receive a request for additional verification, provide the requested materials using the specified method. Log into home tax. Select incentives, year-end tax settlement, and donations. Go to the Earned Income Tax Credit Assessment Progress Inquiry. Check whether the application was received and review its assessment status. Check the decision details and payment account. The National Tax Service assesses application information by cross-referencing it with the data it holds. It may collect additional information if any data is missing. If necessary, it may also request corrections or conduct an on-site verification. Common mistakes confusing the application method with the payment percentage can lead to an incorrect estimate. In particular, do not mistake a notice for a determination of eligibility. Check the following before submitting. Choosing a semi-annual application, despite having business income, assuming that you cannot apply if you did not receive a notice. Calculating 35% as 35% of your first half wages, deducting loans from property when determining eligibility, omitting household members as of the reference date because they are not current household members, failing to check your spouse's income type, entering an incorrect account number or contact information, applying again for the second half payment. After applying for the first half payment, you cannot submit a semi-annual application for this first half payment after September 15. For subsequent application opportunities, check the National Tax Service's next application schedule. Before the deadline, make sure you reach the screen confirming that your application has been submitted.